From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer. A task force at the University of Missouri is recommending making improvements for graduate students, including higher pay. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the task force's recommendations include raising graduate student stipends and improving their access to housing and childcare. Graduate students have been asking for the change throughout the school year. The task force was formed by the university last spring and was charged to look into long-term options. Graduate assistants get a stipend in exchange for their research and teaching for the university. University administrators told graduate assistants in August that health insurance subsidies would no longer be offered because of an IRS interpretation of the Affordable Care Act. The university went back on that plan after getting backlash. The Missouri National Guard says more than 600 of its troops are returning home after responding to flooding, although a small number will continue helping. Governor Jay Nixon called on the Guard to help last month with flood-fighting efforts as rivers and streams rose to record levels in some areas. The Guard members were used to assist first responders in providing security in evacuated areas and to help direct traffic away from road closures. Adjutant General Steve Danner said in a news release that the Guard has moved into the next phase of the mission. A recovery task force of 25 guardsmen and women will supervise and coordinate debris removal in eastern Missouri. The Columbia Chamber of Commerce released its priorities for the 2016 legislative session today. According to a media release, the chamber will focus on economic development, better infrastructure, and more money for the University of Missouri. Jerry Dowell is the Director of Government Affairs for the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. Dowell says one of this year's top priorities is to secure a $10 million appropriation for fiscal year 17 in order to expand the university's research reactor.
We'd like to help build an expansion on the research reactor to create 28,000 square feet of lab space in order to help them advance training individuals who will have experience with nuclear medicine.
Dowell says this expansion will greatly benefit the university and Columbia's medical research. Civic officials are firing back after the St. Louis Rams football team's application for relocation to Los Angeles questioned fan support and the economic viability of the St. Louis market. The Rams application highlights the potential benefits of owner Stan Kroenke's planned stadium in Inglewood, California. In a five-page response sent to the league Friday, the St. Louis NFL Stadium Task Force wrote that it was not prepared for the cruel attack and false claims that attempt to punish and embarrass St. Louis despite two decades of support. Jeremy Schmetterer, KBIA News, Columbia.